You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, fellow listeners of Radio Maria Canada. Welcome. It's Friday, March the 9th. It is here in Toronto. We're quickly approaching March break and the kids will be off school. And here we are on the Father's Quilt, a live prayer call-in line. And you are so encouraged and welcome to call in and bring us your prayer requests and your petitions and your celebrations and your worries. And we are here for you, dear listeners. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. And of course, you can always call us here at Radio Maria at 416-245-1534. I hope I said that right. My engineer, Alex, will make sure of that. And that sounds good to me. So listen, everyone, it's good to have you with us, and we have lots to talk about. So before we begin, let's give our prayer to our beautiful Lady, our Divine Mother of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, before my dear friends and I get on to our fourth Sunday of Lent that we are approaching, where did the time go? I just can't believe it. It just flies by. I don't know about you. Did you hear me snap my fingers there? Anyways, I thought this morning what I would like to do, well, we're in the afternoon actually, is to give you a couple of heads up announcements. One of them being, my dear friends, those of you who have some extra time, maybe you've got a couple of hours to spare or an hour to spare, whatever time you can spare. We here at Radio Maria are asking for volunteers, and you don't need any experience. You don't have to know how to email. You don't have to. There's a job for everyone. There's a job in your talent, whatever gift that God has given you. And don't say to me, I don't have any talents and I don't have any gifts, because you do. God has blessed you. He's blessed you with your health, and he's given you, maybe there's a yearning in your heart that you want to serve God and you want to serve the Lord as best as you possibly can. Well, here is a wonderful opportunity. Radio Maria needs volunteers. And if you're, let's say you're a high school student, or maybe a retiree, a new retired person, well, guess what? What better way to spend an hour or 2 hours, whatever you can free up in your life here at Radio Maria, and you can help us with administration or promotion and programming and technical assistance and even fundraising. We'd love to hear your wonderful ideas. We are here for you too. We are, you know, a English and Italian Catholic radio station, so we offer, of course, as you know, all kinds of wonderful programs and beautiful inspirational music. So why don't you come? Come and call us at 416-245-7117. Call us and let us know that you have some time to spare. And if you like, and you haven't got time to call, and you got your little phone there, and you want to email, email us at info@radiomaria.ca. We're always looking for volunteers, and we could use your help, truly. What a wonderful way to serve our Blessed Mother. So remember, Radio Maria is located at 1247, that's 1247 Lawrence Avenue West here in Toronto, and we would love to hear from you. I know that there is needs in every department, so please do, I urge you and encourage you, come out with us. We're a wonderful group. We're very happy. We all love Jesus like you do, and what a wonderful way to serve God, right? And, of course, those ladies who are 18 and over who are listening to me, notice I said and over, doesn't matter if you're 85. So you, the Women of the Word Toronto, are inviting all women to the 9th Annual Women of the Word Conference. And, of course, Dr. Josephine Lombardi, who is an author, a presenter, a speaker, a theologian, she's going to come back again and talk about being created in the image of God. And then we're also going to have Leah Darrow, who is going to share her testimony about being a former contestant on America's Next Top Model and how the story of the prodigal son came into her own life experiences. Would you believe Leah, actually, Pope Francis invited Leah to the Vatican. How cool is that? To share her testament with him. And together they sent their shared testament to all the churches. And that one, of course, is on April the 15th from 9:30 to 2:30 at the Royalton Banquet Hall. And you can call. And it includes breakfast and lunch. It's $60. And you can email them at wowblessingstoronto.com. Wowblessingstoronto.com. Or you can even contact my good buddy Mary. And Mary is at 416-453-0402. I'll give you that number. 416-453-0402, and you better act quick because the tickets are really selling fast. I've been to a couple of them in the last couple of years, and I can't make this one, regrettably, but it's such a wonderful experience. It is a memorable experience, and you will talk about it with your friends for a long, long time after that. It'll leave such a wonderful blessing, a heartfelt impression on yourself, just going and being a part of that whole dynamic. So if you're a volunteer and you'd like to spare some time, come on and call us, and we would love to hear from you. We really do. And, of course, you know, dear listeners, we are approaching our fourth Sunday of Lent. And, of course, I thought I'd start off with a prayer because I think it's really timely in terms of what's coming. So it goes like this. Dear God, grant me the strength to be who I must be, to do what I must do. Give me the courage to stand strong against my fears and have the will to express my feelings and needs. Help me realize I have the power to change, no matter what anyone tells me, because of you. Give me the faith I need to believe in you always, even when it seems you are not there. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. How beautiful is that? That's from Laura Bird, Charters Settlement, New Brunswick. And that is actually taken from our Daily Mass, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council booklet. If you've got this book, it's a beautiful book, full of prayers. It's beautiful. So, again, this, we're talking about God's wrath that's coming up, you know, and we're talking about having it your way. So the fourth Sunday has to do with our own will against God's will. So here is something in Second Chronicles, and if you're getting your Bibles out or you want to write it down, Second Chronicles 36. So, early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. I'm not going to go on, but it seems that we, as mortals, we seem to always go after the darkness. And we'd rather follow our will and do what we think is right, and that, you know, things are really tough maybe in a job that you're in, and you think, well, I just can't quit. I have to keep on going, and maybe there, you feel that there's no other job available to you. And sometimes you're under the impression that your way is the best way. You know, my way, I'm much happier. And what happens is there's a point for God, because God is love. God's wrath is when we let ourselves, when he lets us have our own way. That is God's wrath, is when he lets us do what we want to do. And God will say to you, and you might put a little thing in your head or in your heart that says, I don't know if this is such a good idea, but you somehow ignore God's word and God's love and his presence and the Holy Spirit, and you decide to go after something that you think is right, but because you haven't come to God and haven't said to the Lord, you know, I'm going to pray about this situation. I want to pray first. Pray about that. Then a clearer decision will be made. But the problem is, we as humans, we tend to, oh my gosh, we tend to just choose the wrong thing. And then we say, well, why did God let me do that? Because God's wrath is that he wants you to come to him. The last thing in the world is that God wants to see you suffer. He doesn't want to see you sick. He doesn't want to see you unhappy. He doesn't want to see you fearful. He doesn't want to see you filled with anxiety. That is not God. That is from the evilness. That's the negativity in this world. And we know where that comes from. But God is, if you come to him, and you tell him what you're hoping for and what you want, and bring your prayers to him, and ask for his forgiveness, and ask for his, for the Holy Spirit to anoint you, to fill you with that presence that will give you a sound mind, that you will make better decisions. Then we're talking a trust that you will have for the Lord Jesus. And I think that's what we're talking about. So when you've rejected God to follow your own ideas, just think about that. And how did it turn out? How did it turn out? And you say, well, you know, I thought I was right. I thought I was doing the right thing, but no. And when you've realized that you've taken the wrong path in rejecting God, then how do you feel then when you've turned your back to him? And so in Second Chronicles, that's exactly what happened. You know, God was saying, you know, look, you know, you have to, I'm telling you, this is not good for you. This is, and of course, no, you know, the Israelites, we want to follow this direction. And of course, it was, you know, a bad situation no matter how you turn it. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, it's in the Diary of Divine Mercy, the Lord said to me, the loss of each soul plunges me into mortal sadness. This is what the Lord said. You also console me when you pray for sinners. The prayer most pleasing to me is prayer for the conversion of sinners. Know, my daughter, that this prayer is always heard and answered. So today, my dear friends, today let's give a prayer, a chaplet of the Divine Mercy. And we should all ask for mercy for ourselves today and all those souls most need of Christ's mercy today. And if you don't know the prayer, there is a link. You can go to www.praydivinemercy.com. www.thebeautyhub.com. So if you've never done it before and you have no idea what I'm talking about, just go to www.praydivinemercy.com. It'll be right there on the screen. Pray along with it. Take your little rosary and just in the quiet and in your peaceful little moment, enjoy and pray a chaplet from the Divine Mercy. And think about that, my dear friends. Are you living in the light? Are there parts of your life that you try to hide? Well, guess what? Share them with God in prayer today. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable with Him. And this is the first step in bringing your life completely into the light and experiencing the freedom found in Jesus Christ. That is so important. It's when we come with our ugliness and our sins and all the transgressions we've done and everything, and we come and we say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm not perfect. Here I am, and have your will, you know, do your will and guide me. Guide me, strengthen me, help me, Lord. You know, just be honest. You know, God is working tirelessly to bring us all back to Him. There is a constant pattern in our lives of us rejecting God to follow our own way. God's reaching out to each of us to invite us back to Him, and then us turning back to God, seeking His forgiveness and a new beginning. You know, Lent really is a new beginning. It's a new season. It's a transformation. Please, dear listeners, take a moment and take stock of everything, what's been going on in your life, and bring it to the foot of the cross. Sometimes we may feel that God gets tired of us giving us a new start because, I did it again. I did this again. I've repeated the same mistake. And you think, well, how can God can ever forgive me? Oh, my gosh, how many times can I go to God and say, Lord, I did it again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it, but here it is again. Well, God is a forgiving God. In those moments that you have doubt, cling to the words, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He loves us. He loves you, my friends. And He wants us to know how dear we are to Him. So much that He sent His one and only beloved Son to die on the cross so that we might know His love, His mercy, His forgiveness, and His desire to spend eternity with us. So take a moment. Where in your life are you looking to follow your own path rather than God's plan? So begin to offer God the place in your life that you seek to control. Ask Him for the grace to surrender your grasp to Him. Listen to what He has to say about it. Don't be afraid to do whatever He tells you. Remember our blessed Mother. Do whatever He tells you. The breaking of chains of everything that has burdened you, everything that has weighed you down, that has made you feel like you're dragging your feet in the sand. Come to Jesus. Tell Him everything. Cry if you have to. Cry if it feels better, cry. And let it out. And don't follow your will. Say, Lord, I want Your will to be done. I want You to guide me. I want You to put the Holy Spirit in me so that what comes out of my mouth, what is in my little head, all the thoughts, all my feelings, all my anxiety will be lessened and eventually gone. Because who do we have as God? We have a mighty God, dear friends. So mighty. So awesome. Just thank Him for the sun. Thank Him for the snow. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for any friend that comes your way, your pet cat or your dog. Thank Him. These are all blessings, and we must realize that we are blessed, and we have to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, Not heart, not what I don't have. I don't have this, I don't have that. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Focus on what you have, which is truly the love and presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Take a moment to reflect on these words. Spirit, lead me where my trust is, without borders. Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Isn't that beautiful, dear friends? Prayer is so important, and it's so important. You know, we talk about Lent in the fourth week of Lent, and we're talking about our way. You know, even the story about the blind man and how he could see in the gospel. I'm trying to find it here. You know, we're called ourselves to see the way God sees things. If we're looking through His eyes at the world, you're going to see the world very differently, my friends. You're going to look at it in a very different way. Not as man sees, does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. And the gospel reminds us that the way we best is through to see best is through our eyes of our faith. Then when we see the way the world, God sees it, but first we have to recognize that without Jesus, we are blind. We are blind. So it's very important to reflect on that, dear friends. Also, you know, confessing our sins in the sacrament of reconciliation. It's good for the soul. It's good for your soul and for mine. And when confessed, all sins appear for what they are, too miserable to weigh us down. And some sins are slight and some are deep. But when we hide them, we lose the capacity to judge which is which. The very light that we shine on our sins, the very light in confessing them purifies us and turns us away from sin. As St. Paul said, all that then appears is light. So, Jesus, you gave sight to the blind man. So we come now and ask, give all who are sick this day the courage to face and overcome their fears. Be with them, Lord, when they are alone or rejected. Comfort them when they are discouraged. And touch them with your healing spirit, that they may find and possess eternal life now and forever. Amen. You know, the false perceptions of the disciples that they had about the blind man at that time, they believed that his blindness was a result of either his sin or his parents' sin. And they assumed that illness was a punishment from God. Right? Can you imagine? The disciples were blind to the idea that illness isn't equated with sin. The Pharisees were blind to the idea that Jesus was good, even though he broke the Sabbath law, the fact that he was healing people. The neighbors were blind to the idea of the entire cure. What are some of the ways you might be blind? You don't have to share them, but think about them. Think about that. We all need to ask ourselves those hard questions about our beliefs so that we can grow, my friend, and mature in our faith. So consider Jesus' question. Do you believe in the Son of Man? And ask that He help you come to a greater understanding of who He really is, and that you live your life more in union with Him. Unfortunately, some people get the mistaken idea that God wants us to be sick, and He wants us to suffer. Well, because we've sinned. We've done X and A, B, and C. While it is true that God allows sickness and suffering, which entered the world because of the first sin, God is not the inflictor of our pain. Jesus is the divine physician who has come to bring us life. And so, my friends, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, it's not just for those in immediate danger of death, but for anyone who is suffering from a serious or debilitating illness. So if anyone is listening and you are that person, then I suggest you strongly seek out the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. I want you to take your time today and think about what I've just shared with you. And this being a live prayer call in line, we've always encouraged you to call us. No, we are not experts in the faith in terms of that we are theologians or that some of us are anything in that. But we are all lovers of Christ. We love Christ. We love Jesus. There is nothing more satisfying, more to help you with whatever's going on in your life, to know that Jesus loves you. And we here are of the same mind. We too have a strong faith in Christ. And we believe that the Mother Mary ordained Radio Maria and brought it to this beautiful fruition, that we are able to give you the Word of God in English and in Italian. It has been always Italian, but how wonderful for so many listeners who speak English. And here is a beautiful opportunity for you to remind you, if you would love to volunteer, then come, call us at 416-245-7117. I am sure there will be someone to answer your call. We have such lovely people here who devote their time and energy because they want to, because they love Jesus. And I know that you too, if you cannot, then we understand. But those of you who can spare some time, we would love to hear from you. Now a closing prayer. First, I'm going to tell you what Blessed Mother Teresa said, and then we will end with prayer. We can cure physical diseases. This is Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. We can cure physical diseases with medicine, but the only cure for loneliness, despair, and hopelessness is love. There are many in the world who are dying for a piece of bread, but there are many more who are dying for a little love. Lord, you invite all who are burdened to come to you today. Allow your healing hand upon them to heal them. Touch their soul with your compassion for others. Touch my heart with your courage and infinite love for all. Touch my mind with your wisdom, and may my mouth always proclaim your praise. Teach me to reach out to you in all my needs, and help me to lead others to you by my example. Most loving heart of Jesus, bring me health in body and spirit, that I may serve you with all my strength. Touch gently this life which you have created, now and forever. Amen. Dear listeners, what is your will? Is it yours or is it God's will? Let it go and give it up. And try and say to yourself, you don't need to put Jesus to the test. You don't have to test God and say, well, okay, God, you know, I want you to help me out here. And if you don't give me what I'm asking for, well, then you're really not that mighty a God after all. You know, you can have a real negative attitude in putting God to the test. That's not what he wants. He wants all of you. Oh, good. So, dear friends, lift up your hearts. Get into the scripture. Read your Bible if you can, or have someone read to you the Psalms, and enjoy your journey as we continue to transform and begin a new season in our lives, a transformed life, a new beginning. God bless you all. Enjoy your fourth Sunday of Lent, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 1:30 here at Radio Maria Canada. God bless. I've got no regrets.
I wouldn't change a single day.